Hi, everyone.
Is your
Jorianne? Where are you?
I am Jorianne, the Talking Psychic, and I just want to say welcome to our episode debut today. Let me see. This is January 22nd, 2014. I just want to welcome everyone to this new Blog Talk Radio. As you all know, I've been on Contact Talk Radio for many years, and as one of my friends said, I moved, so my address has moved, my radio show moved, and I just want to welcome everyone to the show. So tonight, we're going to talk about creating your dreams come true, actually, in 2014, creating your reality. I have my my co-host, my monthly co-host on the air with me, Ms. Everlight, and we'll be talking with her in just a minute. You know, I just want to share with you guys, I always like to give you an update on what's been happening in the paranormal field for me. And little different things with the readings and exciting little tidbits. Well, I had a wonderful, wonderful reading, and this is how I love working with the dead. I had a reading during the week where, as I was reading this lady, her dead father shows up. And, of course, we chatted, we said hello. And suddenly, this man is pushing a ton of gold. And Everlight, I hope you can enjoy the story, a ton of gold at his daughter. And as I'm sharing it with her, she suddenly says, oh, I know, my father left me a gold mine, a deed to a gold mine. So when I see things like this, I know, right? When I see things like this, I'm sitting here going like, oh, my God, that is just the best. You know, this is how the dead people will communicate with you. So if you guys have any deaf people that you'd like to talk to, you can call in. If you have any questions, please call in. Everlight's going to share some nice ideas on how to create your reality. We'll talk about that tonight. And if you have any psychic questions, please call in as well. That number you can call in on is area code 347-633-9404. Again, this is a live call-in show. 347-633-9404. Okay. So, Everlight, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to have moved with you.
Yes,
goodness,
yes.
We've known each other for many years.
Yes, we have, and I think we met out in New Zealand, right?
Mm-hmm, we sure did.
Yeah. You invited me onto your show at that time. We had a ball, and we've been connected ever since.
Yes, we have. And that was in the, it was in, let's see, I think it was in 95. No, it had to be in, goodness gracious, what year was that, 92?
It may have been 1992.
Yeah, it may have been.
Yeah.
Well, you know how time flies when you're having a good time, but we often would say to each other, you know, that even though I was living in New Zealand, somehow in the future we were going to work together, and sure enough, here we are.
Yes. Yes, we did, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We did that. So, and you know what, I'm going to share a little bit, if there are any new listeners out there, I want to share with people what I do, and then we're going to share with people what you do, okay?
Certainly.
When you had me on your show years ago, people have come to know me as Jorianne the Coffee Psychic. So when I do my readings, I literally use a regular cup of coffee as though it's a crystal ball. So when I do reading for people, I pour a fresh cup of brewed coffee. I pour cream into it. I look at the letters, the numbers, the body parts. Faces appear, spirits appear, scenes appear, everything. I look at the direction the coffee is flowing, if it's going in a clockwise motion. That tells me things are going marvelously for people. And, of course, if it's going in a counterclockwise position, things are going backwards, and they might encounter some problems. Now, I also tap into people's energy fields. I do a little with the tarot cards. And then, of course, if there's any information on family, friends, or sweethearts that are alive, I also am a trance medium, so when people call in, sometimes their dead spirits will show up, their dead relatives, their family or friends. And I also like to share with people I'm also medical intuitive. So if any medical advice does come through from the spirit world, I like to tell people that as well, because I've had so much feedback in the past that if it comes through, I'm going to tell you. So this way you have a heads up, and, of course, it's always our own responsibility to take care of our health. So now that's what I do. I've been doing it for over 30 years. I love this field, and I've been doing psychic readings for people. I can't tell you for how many years, but even before the 30 years that I've been doing it professionally. Now that's what I do, plus I do a whole lot more. I do seances on a regular basis. I do house clearings. I'm a Reiki master, healer, teacher. I do aura cleansings. I can't even remember the list of other things that I have. So
well, why don't you tell us your
do.
Website, because you've listed them all on your website. What's your website?
Yes, thank you. People can go to my website to check out everything else I do, and that's coffeepsychic.com. So that's www.coffeepsychic.com. Yeah. And of course, now every Wednesday night, it'll be Blog Talk Radio every 8 o'clock, every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So that's me. And of course, I've got a much bigger history as well, too. But let's jump over to you, Everlight, for the things that
well, let's
you
get your phone number while
friends.
We're at it, too.
Oh, that's
what
a good
number
idea.
Can people call in?
So people can go ahead. People can call me at area code 708-478-8792. And I'm going to say it again, 708-478-8792. Okay, so Everlight, your turn.
Okay. Well, we've talked about this before, but we'll share it with our new audience. I've been aware of being psychic from childhood. I didn't know everybody else wasn't. As a child, you just don't know that. Early on, I kept searching, but I also had a regular childhood, too, and fortunately a very lovely one, kind of a mystical child I was. And anyhow, that led me into, you know, I went to school, got my degrees. I was involved in the 1970s in the onslaught of early parapsychology research in the San Francisco area. And about that time, I also met a Cherokee medicine man, Rolling Thunder, and worked with him and his family and was spiritually adopted into their family. And then I became involved in many, many other areas of assisting with parapsychology and editing and working with people in the field to get people more aware that, in actual fact, you know, these abilities are real. They're not hocus-pocus. And your abilities, as well as everyone else's, that we all have some, and it's a matter of feeling safe and bringing them out. In the meantime, what I'm doing now is life coaching. I do non-hypnotic regression work that can go into past lifetimes. I do energy healing, and I use matrix energetics, if anyone has heard about that, the life coaching, of course. And in the session works with people, I do deep shadow regression work. And like you, I'm busy doing all kinds of things, and there we are. I think we have very compatible and very complementary abilities that we can help others with.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you something. It's very rewarding for me when I have people call back up and say, well, Jorianne, you know, you were right. I didn't expect that to happen, but you were right on. And I don't know about you, Everlight, but when I do this work, I work at, you know, I've had readings myself. We as the speaker always want to hear, you know, a good answer, something very positive. But guess what? If it doesn't come out as a good answer, a positive answer, you know, what do you do for your client? And my thought is I tell them the truth. I tell them the truth because to be forewarned is to be forearmed. And,
yeah, we were talking about that
important.
Earlier.
Yes, we were. If something is going to come up and you're going to get, you know, side-blinded by something, wouldn't you want to know rather than thinking that everything is just a bowl of cherries and then all of a sudden something bad happens and then you look back and say, wow, that psychic was wrong rather than, and because people will go to a psychic or a life coach, you know, as yourself, and although it's a little different, you're still, you also do psychic work, so you know it's not to sugarcoat anything, but rather to let people mm-hmm. know. And again, you can let people know gently if something is not what they're looking for. So this way they're prepared mm-hmm. to deal with it rather than go in there and go like, oh, my God, you know, that's not what I was expecting. That's not what I was told.
Right.
So I like to do my work. I love sharing the work that I do and the spiritual encounters. And I'm telling you, I have sometimes it's almost every day where the spirits are coming to me and talking to me and telling me things. So that's a lot of fun. Or I'm looking out of the corner of my eye and there's a dead guy at my friend's house. And he said, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get some fun reactions, you know. I'm used to the dead people, but not everyone else is. So how about you? When you do your work, Everlight, and we're going to get into our topic really soon here, but I want people to know, for our, like you said, our new audience, you know, who I am for the new people and who you are, of course, as well, and what they can count
mm-hmm.
on us for.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do your work, how does it occur for you when you help people?
Well, I listen to who they are, and I basically reach to get in tune with that person. I do most of my sessions on Skype or on the phone, so I don't have the physical person in front of me, but I can basically, I don't know how to describe it any other way, simply be there with them. And often, and we talked about this too, by location, people will actually feel me, and some people have even seen me where they feel, mm-hmm. oh, well, gee, she's really with me. And I just, I kind of am able to feel the energy field around them and kind of pick up on the pictures that are around in their space, because people have pictures around them, which basically mm-hmm. tells a lot about what's going on in their life. And so that's kind of how I tap in. Also in listening to what is available at the moment. You know, we were laughing earlier today about how, you know, how do you deal when someone calls in and says, oh, well, does he love me? Does he love me? And you say, well, yeah, in his way, he really loves you along with five other women. And this is what you were talking about.
About,
you know,
earlier.
Yeah, you don't want to make this person think, oh, yes, you're the love of his life and he's being faithful, nor do you want to say, well, he's being unfaithful, but you simply have to gently find a way of going, well, there may be other people in his life that he really cares for you and some others as well, so that they're prepared for that.
Well, you know what, but I'm going to stop you there real quick because guess what? We mm-hmm. come from a different point of view on that one. So it's going to be different for each and every one of us.
Absolutely.
That I am very, very gentle about some things, but I'm going to tell you something. When I am reading somebody and suddenly I see a very bad man around them.
Oh, yeah.
And who wants to think about your boyfriend or the love of your life being a bad person? So I've got to tell you a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing this reading for this woman and we were talking about her husband and I said, oh my God, he's horrible. And she says, Jorianne, she goes, you could never be wrong, you know, any more wrong in your whole life. I said, ma'am, I'm telling you, he's not who you think he is. She goes, I've been married to him for 5 or 6 years now. She goes, he's wonderful. And
mm-hmm.
you know that she called me up 3 months later and said, oh, my God, he was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. She goes,
mm-hmm.
I never expected that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, yes, I try to be tactful and everything else, but when something really comes up, when it comes at me, I have to call it like I see it.
Yeah, I agree with that,
people
too.
People will know.
Sometimes
yeah.
you simply
yeah.
say
well,
that he's not who you think. You're right.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I know that the way people have been trained doing their psychic work is different for everyone. And I've seen some people that say that they'll only read certain information or say if they're doing the tarot cards that they have to read it face up and they always want to give the happiest and the best information. And of course you can always tell, you know, disastrous information in a you know, semi gentle light. But some people are also trained just to call it like they see it and, you know,
mm-hmm.
again, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. But, yeah, I just wanted to, like, pop that in there for you.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, again, each person, you have to deal with the person in front of you and whatever they're able to take at the time. Dealing with people when they have family who might be sick, are they going to die, this type of thing. And there's ways to communicate the right way. Well, possibly they may be getting ready to go on. They're ready. They're tired. They want to move on. And not necessarily people don't necessarily want to hear that either. Anyway, briefly, let's give my phone number and my email address in case anybody wants to check in with me. Its phone number is 828-208-2805, and the email address is Everlight, that's one word, E-V-E-R-L-I-G-H-T, 2013@yahoo.com. Okay, over to you again.
Okay, do you happen to have a website, by the way?
Not as Everlight, as I do other work, other healing work, and other ministry work, but I don't put those together. So I don't actually have an Everlight one. I should probably work on that. You, I know, will encourage me to do so.
Yeah, well, yes, I will. So you know what? Let's move on to our and I
talk about creating a future.
Ever, by the way.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, getting on with the creating the future. We have a lot of different ways in which we can create our futures. And, of course, you know, you were saying earlier today about New Year's resolutions. Well, how long do they last, right? How long do they last? We set out with good intentions, and then, you know, you buy the health club membership, and by the end of the year you're going like, man, I let that lapse. And then when did you let it lapse? Or worse, I've been guilty of this. Not letting it lapse, but not getting there. What a waste of money. So, well, we're looking at how do you create your future? What are you looking at? And again, I want to remind people that this is a live call-in show, and you can call us at area code 347-633-9404.
And have paper and pen handy.
Yes. Have paper and pen handy. So when you want to look at what you want to do, maybe people should make a list of what are the things that they would like to do for the future.
Be specific.
For this new year. And is it something you're passionate about? Because passion is everything. If it's a half-hearted wish, you're probably not going to do it, so you just might probably want to just cross it off. And you want to ask yourself when you're making this list, why is this on your list? What is it going to provide for you?
And the list, you're right about that. Well, I'm looking at it should be for their person, not for their children or their husband or someone else. This is personal. So many times we put everyone else in front of us. So make this list your list of what you want for the year ahead. It can be about, you know, your children. That would be for you as well, or your husband, you know. But what do you want to bring about? And then because it has to do with, well, what will you need to do to help bring that about? So that's why it's a personal thing. It's about you actually putting it in motion and not just sitting there wishing something will happen. That's good, too. You know, wish things will happen. But often we have to put it in motion in the physical universe. So you start writing something down. Definitely, I wanted to get more organized and clear out my storage area, and so I've actually started doing that. And I'm sorting things, and I'm giving things away, and I'm basically, you know, I like to get into the feng shui of having good energy around and not clutter. So I'm decluttering my space, and so that's one of the things that's on what I want to do, and that will lead to other things as well, because when you are able to clear things away, you can make room for updates of what you possibly may want. But many times we block what we want because, oh, well, I can't because this is in the way. So those are the kind of ideas you may want to look at. Maybe
decluttering, yeah, moving things around. Well, feng shui, that kind of sounds like something that people would be doing if they want to welcome a relationship into their life as well. And that means moving some of your stuff out of the way to make room for his or her stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They literally are talking about taking some of the stuff out of your closet, out of your dresser drawers, things like that. So when he or she comes in, you've already created the space for them as though you were expecting them.
That's a good idea.
That's one of the ways. Yeah. And then also we were talking earlier on this topic about how are some of the ways we can create these things. And, of course, a vision board is one of them. So not only writing down what you're interested in creating, the vision board is going to be a little different than writing it down and putting it into your schedule. And, of course, you want to write this into your schedule because you want to know by when will you have this accomplished.
Exactly.
So you want to write it in. If you're going to go to the health club, you want to start out slowly because you don't want to just jump in and spend 3 hours after not doing it for a year, but rather are you going to go once a week, build it up to twice a week, three times a week? And, by the way, I just want to let people know, if you have had any medical problems, you really do need to consult your doctor because jumping into an exercise program might not support your health if you've been having health problems. So please contact your physician and go in for a little meeting and ask them what they think and stuff. So, but getting it into your schedule book, very, very important. And then hold yourself to that commitment, because if this is something that you really need and you're very passionate about it, hold yourself to that commitment. Also, get some other support groups around you, family members, people that love you. Get a partner to go to the health club with. Or have somebody hold you to that. You can check in with them, and they can check in with you. So that's one idea that you can do. And what else do you think, Everlight?
Well, why don't you describe how to literally create a vision board? Tell them about the cutouts and what you do and, you know, the colors and all of that.
Okay, now I have a very personal story that I told you about earlier. I'll tell you the story, which I think was just kind of heartwarming, actually. A previous husband and I used to make a vision board every year. And that relationship, we moved on to different relationships. And I remember my ex-husband passed away, God bless him. We remained very good friends. He was a very good person. And he and his new spouse had continued making vision boards. And I remember her saying at his wake that previous year they would make it every New Year. And that last year he just said, you know what, there's anything else I want. He goes, I'm very content, I'm very happy. And like you said, he's gotten everything he'd wanted. And then 2 months later he died.
He was ready.
So I thought that was... And plus he got everything he wanted in his life, and it was okay for him to go. So he was at peace,
and
it was
beautiful.
Pretty amazing. But I don't want everyone in the audience to think that if they don't make one, that they're going to die.
No.
It won't happen that way, you guys. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. All right, so anyway, you know, when you make a dream board, a vision board, what you're doing is you're setting your goals and you're doing it in picture format, okay? So say if somebody wanted to get a new bike, you're going to find a magazine or a newspaper, and you're going to get that bicycle, you're going to cut it out, and you are going to paste it on this vision board. Now, this board can be just a little, you know, sheet of paper that has all these pictures on it. It can be, it's that board that you find, that you buy, a poster board that you buy for school events, school projects. Get a piece of poster board. Now, if you're looking for a relationship, you're probably going to want to put, like, Valentine's Day hearts on there, maybe a ring, or you and a partner just sitting there, you know, holding each other, hugging each other, And you can find, I mean, there are magazines out there all over the place, guys, so grab these magazines. If you want to lose weight, then you're going to sit there and cut out pictures of slender figures. Possibly if you want to do exercise, you're going to go ahead and find pictures of people on the treadmill and put it up there. Because this is really going to stimulate your unconscious mind, and the longer you stare at this, then it's going to start triggering these desires that you have, and you're going to just start unconsciously starting to react to it and draw this into your reality. If you wanted a puppy dog, then you'd cut out a picture of a dog. If you wanted a brand new home, then you cut out that picture of the home, a new home. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that you keep focusing on these pictures. And then eventually these things will start coming into your reality. And that's really what the vision board is all about.
Mm-hmm. Keep reinforcing
the positive.
Now, have
you ever done one before? Yes. Well, you're reinforcing the things that you want to manifest. Yes.
Right.
You're reinforcing the things. If you need a new car, literally sit there and put down what kind of car. Just don't cut out a picture of a new car, because if you want a Jeep, then, and you really want a Cadillac, you better put the Cadillac on that vision board.
Mm-hmm. Be specific.
And you don't know how it's going to come to you.
Uh-huh.
Yep. They say the more specific you are, the clearer your intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go into the state of prayer around these things, creating this in a prayer state. And I remember the way I was taught to pray a long time ago, and that is, again, as you just said, Everlight, be specific. So if I were to pray for a new dog, oh, God, I want a new dog. God, please send me a dog. God, please send me a dog. And what I really meant to say was, God, I really want the cutest little teacup poodle I could get. Without stating that, you know, the next week I find this huge St. Bernard on my front step. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I just wasn't
it's
clear
happened.
Enough, right?
Yeah.
It has happened. So how has this happened for you? How has this happened for you, Everlight? What have you prayed for, and then you got something almost what you wanted, but, like, way off base?
Oh, my goodness. I, without giving too many specifics, I was living in a particular place and I was getting bored, and I you know, was losing interest in the job, and I kind of like put this wistful kind of, you know, and I was living on the East Coast, and I put this wistful kind of, what would it be like to live out in California? And lo and behold, someone came into the office and said, you know that there's this position in California, and I know these people, and you're perfect for this, you know, how would you like to move west, young woman, kind of thing. And I went, yes.
Wow.
And
wow.
I did.
Wow.
So, yeah, it can happen out of the blue. Yeah.
How great is that? Hey, you know what? I noticed we do have a caller online, and I'd love to welcome them to the show. So let's see who we have online so we can help them with their creating their future.
Okay.
All right. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
So what's your name?
Delphine.
Delphine? Okay, Delphine.
Delphine.
So are you calling?
Selfie.
Say it again.
Delphine?
Delphine.
Okay. Spell that for me. I'm sorry. I'm not getting that. S-E-L?
D-E-L.
D-E-L.
Delphine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And where are you from, Delphine?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome.
So you're familiar with Jorianne in that area?
A little bit, yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I just had a question.
All right, go ahead.
I was just wondering, like, what do you see coming up for me in terms of love life?
All right, well, let's take a peek here. And again, I'm going to check this out for you. And then maybe we can see, are you using any techniques to pull this person into you?
Well, actually, I do. I have a vision board.
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Have you had, has there been, I'll just tell you, Delphine, I see a really wonderful, beautiful, dark-haired, dark-eyed man that wants to be with you, and I have to tell you, he feels like he's from your past. Has this man been with you yet?
Has this man been with me? What do you mean?
Has a man from your past been trying to come back into your life?
I can name quite a few, but
okay. Well, this man feels like he's known you within the last 3 years.
Okay, I can narrow that down to like about 2 or 3.
Okay. And are there any R's in his name?
Just one R. Two R's.
There you go. Okay. This man feels like he's trying to come back into your life. And it really does feel like there is some unfinished business with this person. Does that make any sense to you right now?
No,
not to you. Well, it might be for him though. He might feel like there's months in his business for him. Now the question would be, is he the one that you'd really want back in your life?
Well, if he's from my past, I want my soulmate.
Okay, well, let's go with this. Now, I see that man trying to come back in. You're looking for your soulmate. The way it looks to me, the energy that I'm receiving right now is I feel like a 2 or 3 year period that will be passing before you come into the man that you're really going to be very, very happy with, like very happy with. And it's really not too long of a time. But the time that you'll have before this man comes in can be really spent with, you know, the things that you really want to do for your own personal growth and transformation right now. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. And besides, it feels like you do a lot of that personal growth and transformation anyway, Delphine. It feels like how long have you been working with your vision board?
Oh, it's been like, maybe a year or two.
Okay, good. Now, have they been helping you?
Yes, somewhat, yes.
Yeah. Well, I also see you going back to school right now. Have you made any plans on returning back to school?
I want to, but my finances are not where they should be. So I do want to, but...
Okay. Well, I want to let you know that I do see you returning back to school. I don't know that I'd rush into any serious love relationship right now because basically what you'll have is Mr. Right for right now, but not Mr. Forever. He is coming, but again, I see that being a 2 or 3 year period. And again, I don't think that's a bad thing. I really think you can spend a lot of good time, you know, with yourself, your family, and doing the things that you really want. So I'd like to ask Everlight, what are you seeing for Delphine, and how can she really draw this person to her?
Okay. Excellent, everything you said. And the other thing is to take hope because there are programs that can help you financially, go ahead with continuing your education. And that will also put you out there in front of more kinds of people that you would like to connect up with. So, again, getting back to your vision board, be very specific what you want to go back to school for, what kind of courses do you want to take. Actually put them down and see yourself, you know, see yourself as a portion of that board, you know, kind of off at the side, have a vision of yourself with a graduation cap on. So you kind of put that there. You see yourself completing that cycle, and it's out there in the future. But meanwhile, the steps that you put on there for this year are the things you need to do to reach to that place. So, and again, you're going to meet a lot of really neat people by doing that. And you're going to, again, you're going to meet this special person that once you feel better about where you are placing yourself. And I think that's what I'm hearing from Jorianne, too. It's about you right now. Take care of you. And the rest of it's going to fall into place very nicely for you. And believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. And know that there are funds out there. You just have to find the right program that will help you get that education.
Okay.
You can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. You know, I have to tell you, and again, with what Everlight just said, Delphine, that if you do see yourself with the graduation cap on, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get this paid for free. I mean, again, we don't know how the universe is going to bless us. You could go into a job, and you could say, I need to go back to school, and they're like, oh, my God, we want to send you to school.
Yes.
And then, and of course, all you can do is say, thank you, universe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
So search out those opportunities.
God, I need this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Endless opportunities. So,
okay.
Delphine, would you please give us a call back later on and let us know what happens, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Delphine.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, she's going to do well.
Now,
she's going to do well.
Oh, positively. And then here's one person already that's using the vision board.
Yes.
And finding it, it's just coming true. Now, I've used vision boards in the past a lot. I don't think I haven't used them for the last couple of years, but they really keep your intentions focused.
Mm-hmm.
Like right out in front of you. So when you walk past, it's like, if you're forgetting, it's going to remind you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. Now, the other thing I want to mention also is, and Everlight, we were talking earlier, we were talking about Doreen Virtue and the book,
mm-hmm.
The Secret. So, oh, and I want to mention also, there was a gentleman, this has to do with feng shui. Feng shui is a wonderful, wonderful study practice of moving your stuff and changing your life. That's the name of one of the books that I studied. Wonderful book, Feng Shui. It's an Asian practice of moving your energy, and your life will improve. So people should check into Feng Shui as well. But this gentleman was doing a vision board, and he was also using Feng Shui. And he actually cut out a picture of this house that he wanted, and it was actually quite a little bit of a mansion. And he put his vision board away, and later on he literally pulled it out, and I kid you not, this little mansion that he haphazardly picked out of a magazine was the one, many years later, the one that he purchased because he became a millionaire.
Wow.
Yep.
Very good.
He did not remember. Yes, he did not remember that he cut out that specific house. When he pulled it up, his vision board out after moving, he was like, holy Toledo. So
wonderful, wonderful. It does work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does. So the book, The Secret, that really took the world by storm. How many years ago? Was that about 5 years ago, Everlight?
I think it was about five, yeah. And the movie then followed as well.
Yes. Oh, my God, how amazing was that? And the people that pulled it together, very charming people. It's really a mind-over-matter kind of thought process. And what was it that, if you don't mind, it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
I heard that. I thought that was so cute. So what you do is you sit here again, like your vision board, and you need to visualize what you want to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you visualize it, the more it's going to come into being. So I believe what's happening there is that you are programming your unconscious mind. And they say, as above, so below. So what
mm-hmm.
you focus your attention on is seriously what you're going to manifest in your reality. That's why the vision board
That's
is
right.
going to work. That's why your
That's
prayers
right.
are going to work. Yep. You hold it in front of you. Keep your eyes on the prize is what they say.
Louise Hay also talks about, you know, constantly putting the positive affirmation, I am becoming, you know, you put what you want and not what you don't want. I'm becoming healthy and strong and enjoying my job. And you reaffirm the positive of what you want to manifest. And you keep putting it there. And maybe there are some bad days, but if you keep affirming what you do want, when you want to, you know, put the positive there, you'll have more good days than you do bad. And that's how life works. And you can bring it about. And just know that you can. And it'll take people out of that place of waiting for someone else to do it for them. And it empowers you
yeah.
to be able to create this for yourself, to own your own vision of the future with your vision board and your affirmation and your prayers, that you are contributing to making it happen for yourself.
Positively.
Mm-hmm.
And another
mm-hmm.
technique I heard as well is just to say, I am this. When,
mm-hmm.
when we were working with the hypnosis, they had stated what some of the hypnotherapists had done, let's say for some of the sports teams. And I recently heard from a client that their coach used to come in and work with the kids in their locker room. And what the coach would do is he would sit there and have people, you know, the team, relax, kick back, close your eyes and relax, and visualize you winning the team. The game, you're visualizing the team is winning the game, you know, we've won, this is it. So they're putting it in the now. We have won this game. This is what's going to happen. And they go out and they win the game. So
uh-huh.
when you say, I am wherever your weight loss is, I am rich, I am successful, I am happy, your unconscious mind takes that. And then it starts pulling out all of the different opportunities that make it so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very significant to keep that in mind as well.
Absolutely. Affirming the positive again.
Positively.
Absolutely.
Positively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one of the things, and I'll tell you also with the hypnosis, I'm just
mm-hmm.
going to share one more thing here. They
sure.
say if you're saying, you have to watch how you frame it, because it's, you can say, I'm not a smoker, but the unconscious mind does not hear or understand the negative. So I am not, it's like the word not falls through the planks, and it just
mm-hmm.
hears, I am a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to really transform your sentence and say, I breathe freely and effortlessly, I'm breathing clean air, whatever it is, but you have to make it in a positive mode. So that's another statement for the positive. Always keep it positive.
Absolutely. There's like things like you don't say, I don't want to gain weight. Instead, you say, I want to feel lighter.
Yes. Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
a positive.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So Everlight,
okay.
I'm picking up something about an oil change for you.
Oh, really?
Now, I normally just don't blurt things out like that.
I need to change my bottle of olive oil because I think I need a fresh one. Literally, I was
oh
thinking
God,
about
that
today.
Oh, my God,
that is so funny. It sounds simple, but you don't want to have olive oil that's starting to go. And so that's interesting because literally I did think about that today. Aren't you clever?
Oh,
changing
isn't
my
that
oil.
Funny?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right? And so, and this is what I tell people. Whatever I hear from the spirit world, I'm going to say, and they do say, they do tell you, blurt it out. Now, I might think, wow, this has something to do with your car. It's not for me to analyze. It's not for me to interpret. It's what I heard,
yeah.
So I said it. And you're saying, yes, you were thinking about changing your olive oil. That's funny.
Yeah. The first thought
that
came
so
with
great.
My car, and I thought, well, no, my car doesn't need it. And then all of a sudden, you know, I realized, I kind of like saw in front of me the bottle of olive oil, and I thought, how funny.
How funny.
Oh, very well done.
Oh, it's too cool.
Yeah.
So Everlight, can you share with me, when people are being blocked by getting their things done, you know, like the health club, like the changing their eating patterns, what would you suggest?
Okay, well, some of the work I do is like long-term session work, and some of it actually goes into why we create negative in our life. And, you know, we go back and we find earlier in time along your lifespan where people make decisions that are negative decisions. And in the moment, it may have fit. It may have been what you needed in that moment, but it becomes then a long-standing kind of decision that I must never do something, or I must always do something, or something else won't happen. And those early decisions are forgotten, and you don't really realize that it's a pattern that's been set up that you're repeating and repeating and repeating. So what I do with my clients is if they have something that they are ready to address, first of all, they have to be ready to be addressing it, because some people don't want to lose weight. whatever it might be, you have to decide what it is and that you are ready to do something about it. And then you can ask yourself or work with someone in sessions, when was the first time that pattern got started? For me, one of the things that I discovered was I had a repetitive pattern of bronchitis every year at a certain time of year. Well, that's a pattern. And and I never had bronchitis until a certain moment. And I went back to that moment in time, looked at what was going on in my life, and it became a solution of, I am tired, I'm exhausted, I need to rest, I need to get better sleep, and then I got myself very sick. So I could rest. And I saw the emotional upset that was going on that I allowed to put me in that place to make a negative decision about my life. And then every year that would repeat itself, even though I wasn't having the same emotional upset or disturbance at the time. It was a pattern I put in place. This was a time where I needed to have rest. So it's time for bronchitis. And once I spotted that, I have not had bronchitis in, 8 years. It's gone. It's just not a pattern in my life anymore. So this is the kind of work I do with others. And I also had to learn to deal with stress better. And again, looking for the positive, if I spot a pattern, if people can spot their patterns, I go back to where it started, look at the decision that I made, and it doesn't help to blame the person that was upsetting you, okay? So-and-so was upsetting me, that upset me, the job upset me. All those things are definitely contributing factors, but I made a decision. And it seemed right at the time, and then the pattern gets set in motion. And this is part of what I do, is I help people clear those patterns out. So there's a positive
Beautiful.
Future.
Wonderful.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and I agree. It's something that it starts, and it's also something that something else can trigger it, and the same pattern will pop up, and it's almost like you're a victim.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And you're kind of unconscious, and I like to say that you're living on remote control.
Yeah. Instead of making a decision in the present. Yep, exactly. And we've all done it. So
well,
there's a way,
how can
out.
People reach you? What number can people call you to get an in-depth session with you?
Okay. Well, again, the number is 828-208-2805. And just leave a message, and I will get back to you if I'm not able to answer it at the time.
Okay, and I'm going to have you repeat that number one more time in case they missed it.
Okay, 828-208-2805. And the email address is also everlight2013@yahoo.com. And I'll be happy to get back in communication with you on what you might need.
Beautiful. And also for people to get a psychic reading, if you're interested, or any of my other services, you can reach me at area code 708-478-8792. Again, that number is area code 708-478-8792, and you can check me out on coffeepsychic.com. So, you know, Everlight, I don't think I shared with you that I was recently on... I was recently on the TV show You and Me this morning with Melissa Foreman and Jean Carroll.
Very good.
Yeah, that was very fun.
I think
very, very, very
Are you going to be doing more of that? Are you going to be doing more?
I may be. Yeah,
cool.
I may be. Well, okay. We'll have to see what happens.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, is there a way
on
Facebook?
Yeah, people can check it out on You and Me.
Yeah.
Well, they can check it out on, I believe it's been on Facebook, but You and Me this morning, that's WCIU Channel 26.
Very good.
Yeah, and I was able to
and
share the New Year's predictions with people.
Good. And then they can see what a delightful, shiny being you are on television. You do. You absolutely glow.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh,
well, is there
you,
anyone else out there that has wants to work on their vision board? Give us a call right now. We can help you. We can help you get it set up. Meanwhile.
Yes, and then, give us a call at 347-633-9404. Just give us a call. So, Everlight, what do you think this new year? Now, I already made my new year predictions, and I don't have them in front of me, but I will tell you I believe something big is going to be happening with Bette Midler. And I know that I stated for last year that one of the Chicago sports teams was going to make it all the way to the top, and we did. It was the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
And I thought what was really fun was that I didn't share this with people yet, but I was actually able to go to a Blackhawks game the first week in January.
Ah, super.
And it was a ball. It was a ball. Now, strangely enough, I had gone with my three daughters. What was very interesting when I was sitting there with my three daughters in this wonderful sports event was that I realized I had not done something like this with my children for years and years and years. And it was such a great, we had such a great time that I said, wow, you know, I'm a grandmother, I'm a mom, and I'm so used to doing everything with the entire family that when I just went with my three daughters, you know, that was my original small group that I started years ago as a mother. It was wonderful.
Oh, how nice to do that for you and them.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a fabulous experience. And the Blackhawks, again, although we didn't win that night, It was a fantastic event. As a matter of fact, it was the night that we had this crazy amazing storm in Chicago, and now I moved out to Indiana, so of course getting home was pretty impossible that night because we were on emergency state of emergency. So our streets were closed down, and we really couldn't get back home.
Wow.
But we got home the next night. But even though, I want to tell you how many people showed up to that game, even though we were in this dire distress and there was the snowstorms were beating us at us and everything, there were 21,548 people came to the basketball game.
Wow.
And they were like, snow? What snow? That was hysterical to me. I was like, wow, these are diehard Blackhawk fans. That was amazing.
That's super.
Yeah. So I had a lot of predictions that I had shared, and I'll probably, you know, right now we're new to Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, I just want to thank everyone for calling in and being with us tonight. We still have a little bit more time, though. So, you know, we're getting used to, you know, getting the word out that, you know, I transitioned from a different radio show onto Blog Talk and that people can find me here and you every month. This will be just fun, and we've got other things that we'll be sharing with people. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps later on I'll share some of my other New Year's predictions. But what
Good.
Do you
I'd
think
like to hear.
That will be, what do you think will be coming into you personally? Do you think there'll be anything new that we'll be seeing in the new year here?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier as possibilities. I have a number of friends that, you know, kind of, as I say, keep their ear to the ground and, you know, feel mm-hmm. what's going on. I feel it's, and I don't know if I want to get into specifics because that's more your forte in that. The feeling is that there's going to be a lot of changes, and everybody feels that, I think. They're just feeling it in the air. They're feeling it in all the vibrations. And mm-hmm. but I actually feel it's going to be a very good year ahead for all of us. Not everyone enjoys changes. Many people are afraid of changes, and I could only invite people to learn to be more flexible. I am open to positive things coming in front of me and going before me. And practice that, and I think you're going to have a better year than sitting in fear. So
mm-hmm.
I would only encourage everyone to reach into the future with a very positive attitude of what they want to create. That's what we're doing tonight. We're talking about creating your future. And if you do that instead of sitting waiting for something to happen to you, or you have a fearful attitude, you'll just freeze up. You don't want to do that. You want to create part of the future and just do it.
Yes. Yes, positively. And in the face of anything.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
Yes, yes, yeah. Wonderful.
I mean, people
I
will
don't know
still
why
face
Atlantis,
changes. Yeah.
I don't know why Atlantis is coming up to me right now, but
okay.
I'm hearing Atlantis. Okay?
Cool.
Now, we know the story of Atlantis. Yeah, we know the story of Atlantis, and I remember who was that man that said in one night Atlantis disappeared into the sea?
The blink of that. It was Edgar Cayce.
Now, Edgar Cayce may have said it, but this was also, I don't know, it just came to me.
Okay.
Gosh, this was, oh, gosh. I will just have to check that out. You know what? Again, this is our debut to the show. Our time is coming to a close, everybody, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining us on your Psychic Connection on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm positively going to invite everyone to join us again. Again, this is a live call-in show. And Everlight, would you please throw your number out one more time for people to call you?
828-208-2805. I think it's time to sign off. Thank you for being here. It's been an honor to be with you, Jorianne.
Oh, my God. Much love to you. Great respect. Wonderful life coach, psychic. You guys can call Everlight for anything. And again, 708-478-8792. Give me a call for a psychic reading. I want to thank you all for joining us, and we just God bless you, and we'll see you again next week right here at Your Psychic Connection. Good night now.
Good night.